Hello, everybody, and welcome to a special episode of Haunt Talk. Yes, it's just the beginning of summer, but we haven't made a video in a while, and we thought it would be a fun idea to do a fun little list video, and if this does well, we might do a sequel to it, but we are going to be talking about haunted houses that are actually haunted. So haunted attractions that are supposed to actually have paranormal activity.
Yes.
I think for this list, most of the places, now not all, but most are going to be places we've been to or closer. Mm-hmm. Yep. There is a plethora of options to choose from, so yes. It would be easy to make another list if you guys like this and would like to see more of that. We have 10. We're going to be talking about 10 haunted houses today. Not really in particular order, just 10 that are supposed to be haunted.
Okay. So let's start off with some that we've actually been to for their haunted houses. So we'll start with the Ohio State Reformatory.
Yeah.
Which is also known as Blood Prison during the Halloween season. This place, of course, was a big-time prison. Lots of murders, suicides.
Oh, yeah.
Accidental deaths.
If something bad could happen, it's probably happened in the walls of this structure.
Yes.
We've even done ghost hunts there, so this is one of the few places on the list, one of the only places, I think, on the list that we've actually done an investigation at ourselves.
Yes.
So you can go check that video out from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And you can do that yourself if you would like to as well.
Yeah.
Nice thing about Mansfield is the haunted house is also really good.
Yes.
It's won our Haunt of the Year category quite a few times.
Yes.
Just when you see it, I don't think anyone needs to tell you that it's haunted.
Yeah, no, you drive up and it looks like a castle and it just looks scary. And I mean, that was the whole point of building this prison, the way that they did was because they wanted it to be very foreboding mm-hmm. and being oh shit, what did I do? I'm going to this place. And of course, they want you to be reformed. So that's why they kind of scare you into becoming a good person.
Yeah. So what are some of the reports of that have been at Mansfield?
There have been apparitions, lots of disembodied voices, people being pushed, things like that. There's numerous spirits that are actually known to be there. There was a inmate that was actually murdered and dragged and he's supposed to be there.
There's someone that I know that's pushed off the edge of one, because if you've been to Mansfield, it's tiered, and someone got pushed off the edge, and I guess it kind of had to hose a lot of him into the drains.
There was the guy that was set on fire. There was there's an area that is called the toilet room where there's a spirit in there that's very aggressive. He's not very kind to females.
Yeah.
There's also supposedly some sort of non-human kind of entity there, which, yep. I mean, depends on if you believe in that kind of thing.
So, basically, if it's something that's supposed to be haunted, it's probably there.
Yeah.
So when you go there for the Halloween season, when you're walking through solitary confinement, when you hear little whisperings and touching, who knows if it's an actor or not?
You know?
So that's definitely adds to the ambiance, which I think is why this place gets so busy. Besides, it's actually really good now. But even when it wasn't my favorite haunt years ago, it still is so busy because, just the setting just cool. I mean, it's a giant prison that looks like a castle.
Yeah. I mean, the atmosphere itself is worth the admission. And then you've got, spooky stuff.
Yep, exactly. So let's see. Let's talk about another one. Let's talk about the Dent Schoolhouse next. So this one is in, Cincinnati area. Yeah. And it also has a pretty morbid history.
Yeah. So if you've ever been to Dent Schoolhouse, they have a whole mythology that they use for the house, that there was a janitor that liked to do bad things to children. And that's not far off of what actually happened there.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why it is haunted, is because children went missing from this school that it used to be. And so that is one of the rumors, that it's children and possibly the janitor that did things to them.
Yeah, and there's a plethora of stories from staff, because there's been other vloggers we haven't that have went there. And, I feel it's kind of your basic things, of Feeling like you're being watched, seeing things that aren't there, things opening and closing.
Lights turning on and off. Yep. That's a big thing that they have a lot of times.
I think there's people reported like things aren't where they left them type of situation. Yeah. And I will say this haunted house like really goes with, for part of it, like the idea of this janitor that did bad things to kids, the whole basement of this area. And we've talked about it on our reviews more extensively, but... It gets pretty vile down there when you have, like, children on, like, hooks and just... They don't shy away from that theming there, which not many haunted houses are... There's another one on the list that has a section.
I was just thinking the same thing. Yeah. There is another one that, like, focuses on that is just as bad.
But not many places are willing to, like, you know, have scenes that involve kids. And this one does. But, yeah, really creepy. And I do believe they do... Yeah, they do ghost hunts at some points.
Yes. Yes, they do have ghost hunts there occasionally.
So, yeah, definitely, if you're interested, check that out. And The Haunt is also another really good one.
Yes.
So, yeah. And I guess, we'll just go ahead and transition into the other one we were talking about.
Okay. So, we were talking about Chippewa Lake Slaughterhouse. So, this one, of course, has been on our list quite a few times. Number one, quite a few times as well. The story here is that when it was an actual working slaughterhouse, because yes, it was an actual working slaughterhouse, there was a dispute between two men. I believe there might have been an affair involved or something.
Yeah, I don't remember the exact story.
But one man shot the other man, and that man died from his wounds. And supposedly, he haunts a certain area in the... haunt. So, of course, they've seen shadows, they've heard noises, things like that, things being turned on and off, stuff like that.
Yeah. And because that's the only thing I believe that they know of that might cause the haunting. But I mean, the ambiance of the place, and again, if you aren't familiar with their channel or don't know anything about Chippewa Lake Slaughterhouse, it isn't a real slaughterhouse. Yes. It's not just a theme. They do use that theme. But yes, it is in a real slaughterhouse. And not that this has to do with the hauntings, but there is a scene where one of the family members that, you know, was a cannibal or whatever, would take buses and bring back his trophies, we'll say that, his rewards that he found on said school buses.
Yeah.
And you get to kind of see what he's done with them. So, yes, very dark haunt, one of our favorites. There's not much better theming than this haunt. And it's just also creepy to know that when you're walking into that building... There might be something supernatural waiting for you, as well as the scary actors that are fake. So,
All right. So let's move on to, here's another one that we've actually investigated, and this was a long time ago, so it was before we actually had the channel. So it is Wells Township Haunted House. They have been on our list quite a few times. They've been our favorite quite a few times. It's in an old... building that used to actually be
It was used for a few things one of the main things that the reasons I thought it was haunted was basically I'm also kind of reading this off of their website, but there's a train station located directly next door, and during the Civil War the bodies of soldiers will be brought up the Ohio River from the south of the barges and loaded into the building. So they estimate that thousands of bodies were stored during the years of the Civil War in this building. There also is a report, it sounds like, of someone that was killed while on the clock. So I'm not sure if it's saying that he was at that location or not, but just the thought of alone when you're going through this haunted house, and this is also a haunted house that's a bit different, I should say.
Yes.
You're held in the scenes, and the scenes evolve. It's not like a typical, you have a tour guide. It's not like a typical where you walk through and get jump scares.
Yeah, it's more like a guided tour through a haunted house.
And you almost are watching like multiple plays play out, and then there's like a scare at the end. But when you're in there, just think about the fact that at one point there's been corpses just in there, apparently. Like 1,000 different bodies have been in that place. And which is really creepy, haunted or not, the thought of, I'm in this place that is set up to be a fake haunted house, but there have been thousands of dead bodies that have went through this location over the years, I think is a bit disturbing. Now, we'd like to go back and ghost hunt this place. They do offer ghost hunts if you go to the website and click paranormal tours. And they're also really reasonable. It looks like they're only like $20 or so per person.
Yeah.
So definitely go check them out, and also check them out in Halloween time, because this haunt is awesome. And... check out our documentary, Haunt Behind the Scare. We made it years ago, but they are the main feature of it. Them, Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory, Factory of Terror, and Bloodview, which are all still in operation to this day. They've changed a lot since the documentary, but if you are interested in how haunted houses are made, go watch that. It's free on YouTube, on the channel that you're watching this on.
Wow.
So let's see. We talked about Wells Township. Well, you know what? We'll keep on theme with the documentary because we also have Akron Haunted Schoolhouse and Laboratory on this list. And I don't remember everything that why this place is haunted or anything, but I'll let you kind of take that.
So I do remember when we were walking through the documentary, and I think it actually might be in the documentary at some point.
It's been a minute since I've watched it back.
But our tour guide was taking us through the laboratory. He mentioned that one night that he got, he saw that there was a light on in one of the areas. So he went through the building to go turn the lights off and stuff like that. And he swears that he heard like footsteps and like disembodied voices and stuff like that. And the lights turned back on immediately after he turned them off.
Yeah.
And a few other little things happened. So, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that that the laboratory was actually a working lab.
Actually a lab. And they did experiments on animals, I know, there.
Yeah.
Because they actually have, like, a section that's kind of emulating that, where there's, like, a bunch of, like, monkeys and stuff in cages.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and even the schoolhouse, I don't know if there's anything reported on the schoolhouse side, per se, but, like, these buildings are both very old. I mean, it's the haunted house itself is one of the oldest, at least the schoolhouse side is one of the oldest, like, still running haunted houses in the country.
So they're celebrating their 50th anniversary this year. So probably definitely a time to check that out. I'm sure they're going to have a lot of cool stuff going on. So we're going to try to go this year because we haven't actually gone there in quite a few years.
I think we went in 2022. We just didn't go last year.
Okay. Yeah. But
we just
skipped
it last year because, you know.
This was one of the first haunted houses, like, that actually did what haunted houses are today.
Yeah, they're the first one that, like, really started with, like, heavy theming and stuff like that. There's a lot of haunted houses to this day that took inspiration from Haunted Schoolhouse Laboratory.
Yeah.
Because, like, 1974, to think about that, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. So
that is crazy. Yeah, I forget the year the lab opened up. But, again, yeah, that's really cool. But also, like I said, if a building was going to be haunted, like, usually you expect buildings that are all to be haunted because there's been a lot of things that have happened throughout them. Like, I believe personally, like, that paranormal doesn't necessarily always just stem from deaths. It can also stem from energy.
Yes.
And stuff like
Big
that.
Big time energy. So,
just because a place hasn't had, like, a bazillion deaths inside, it doesn't mean it is impossible for it to be haunted, you know, because everyone has different beliefs and opinions on what being haunted even means. But I'm sure we have other videos about that, like what are ghosts and types of ghosts explained. Watch that stuff. We have other content. Also, a great time to mention you should like and subscribe to our channel so you don't miss any upcoming videos and stuff like that. Make sure you're doing that. Also have a Patreon if you want to help support us. Helps us out a lot. We're a small channel. We haven't been uploading as much. We do plan on uploading more. At least we're going to try more in the future. We have a list of videos that we're going to make.
Yes.
We also have a ghost hunt coming up. So, assuming you're into ghosts, if you're watching this video, where's it going to be at?
Our first one is going to be at the Inspiration House, which is in Oberlin. It's actually owned by Michelle Bellinger and her partner. And so we're going to check it out. It's supposed to be very haunted and very cool. So
we're staying the night there.
Yes.
Yep. Because Kim will be staying two nights. I'll be staying one because I have work, so I'll be going up the Saturday and staying over for Sunday. So that'll be fun. And then we also have one booked at, I don't remember what it's called
Old
either.
Old Paulding Jail. So we're going to check that out. And
And we also plan on at some point doing Waverly. It'll just be a public tour, but we'll film it and all of that. And hopefully we can fit some, I'm sure we will, like some more like outside places that we haven't done. But that being said, here we go. See, look at that. I just keep accidentally being on theme.
Segway.
Waverly Hills is the next one we'll talk about.
Yeah. So we've actually never, I've investigated
there. I've never even been there.
We've never actually been to their haunted house before, but I heard that it's pretty good.
Now, they haven't done it for the last 2 years, but according to their website, they should be
doing
it this year.
Yes. So, hopefully we'll be able to go this year. But, of course, if you're not familiar with Waverly Hills, it was a whole lot of stuff. It was TB hospital. It was a nursing home. It was a rehab center. It was just a regular hospital. It was just everything and anything. Reports of
Everything
you could think of. They have a notorious thing that might not be human called the Creeper. Is just this black goopy looking thing that just crawls on walls. They're supposed to be children. Yeah, yay. Yay. Everybody loves that. Children walking around. There's supposed to be a nurse that committed suicide. Whether or not that actually happened, nobody knows. Nobody can find any actual records for that.
Yeah. And this place, if you're a paranormal investigator, should be like a bucket list place for you, because like there's a lot of people that aren't really, that are very skeptical, and this place will either change their mind or even make them go like, oh.
Yeah. I actually did get to investigate here quite a few years ago with some friends of mine, and I did have quite a few experiences. I actually was touched in one of the surgical suites. It felt like someone had their hand on the back of my head, like how you would like ease someone down onto a pillow or onto a bed. That's how it felt like. It felt like they were just kind of like supporting my head a little bit. We also did see shadow movement across hallways, and we heard disembodied voices and stuff like that as well.
Yeah,
so it was very spooky.
Super excited. Ideally, we would like to do a ghost hunt there and do their Halloween event. It's not too far from us, but it's like 5.5 hours, I think, from us it is, Kentucky. But yeah, super awesome place. And also, if you're in the area, Louisville, Kentucky has like all the haunted houses.
Yeah, they have a lot.
There's that hotel that's close by that's supposed to be really good. Mm-hmm. There's, I think it's called the Devil's Attic. All places we haven't been to, so we want to do like an excursion there. Like, you know, a weekend thing and go to all these because there's a lot of them. Like, the Carpetbacker, like, a year or two ago did where he, like, did, like, 500 houses or something like that.
Yeah, he went to a bunch of them.
They're so close. But, yeah, Waverly Hills, super creepy-looking place. Can't wait to go there. Let's see. We'll talk. Now, this is one that neither of us have been to. The Lemp Brewery, I've heard of it. I know it's very famous, but... yeah, it is supposed to be very haunted, and so what's some of the history for it?
Well, the Lemp Brewery was very popular, and it was a family business owned by the Lemps, and they had a lot of tragedy between. I actually wrote this down because I wanted to keep these dates between 1919 and 1949. There were 5 family suicides that happened either at the brewery or the mansion.
So family, so like...
Like the generations. Like there was a daughter...
oh, like the Lemps.
Sons, okay. The actual Lemps.
I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
I believe the first one was a daughter. And then 3 of them, I believe, were sons. And then finally the father actually passed away as well. The mansion and the brewery are actually connected by tunnels because they would like... take shipments across and stuff like that, like across a road and stuff like that. I'm sure some nefarious things happen down there as well.
Where is the Lemp Brewery? In St. Louis.
Okay. St. Louis, Missouri.
Yeah. That makes sense. There's a lot of, like, because that's where the darkness is too, right?
I believe so.
Yeah.
But, so a lot of, like, really bad tragedy happened there. And obviously with a brewery being a big, like, thing like that, you had probably a lot of accidents and stuff like that as well. But we have not been to their haunted house yet. I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I would like to check it out someday.
Yeah, I would really like, because like I said, there's a lot of places there. And I believe that this is also usually, there's a tour that they do every year that I think goes to like Lemp Brewery and...
Oh, yeah, for Transworld, I believe, goes... I think they went there this year,
I forget what it's called, but yeah, I'd like to do that sometime.
Yeah.
It just sucks that so many of these haunted houses... Well, pretty much all the haunted houses are only open for like a month to 2 months at most.
Yeah.
And so it makes it really hard when you have a job to make it to so many places. And haunted houses aren't cheap either.
No,
so,
not at all.
You know, there's only so many you can get to, but that's what we try and like at least once a year we go to some place that's a little bit further from us to kind of experience new ones. But so something else that's on our list, we'll go back to being in jail, is Eastern State Penitentiary. Yes. Now this place is super freaky. I think we went there in 2018.
I believe so. It was 18 or 19. I'm not absolutely sure.
Yeah. I think it was 18. But, yeah, it was super creepy. This is a place that also, they have, you can choose to do the touch pass or not. It didn't used to be extra. I don't know if it is now or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure about now because they did kind of change it a little bit the way that they did
stuff. Well, it looks like in 2021 or 2022, I think it was. Or no, yeah, 2021, it was awful. And then it looks like last year they fixed a lot because people were complaining. They made it more of like a family-friendly event with like one haunted house or something.
Yeah.
And people were like, what the hell? And I believe it's back to at least somewhat of what it used to be.
Yeah.
But this is a place that did some grisly things to people.
Oh, they were just, yeah, like... when prisoners would come out of their cells, they weren't allowed to look at other prisoners. They had to wear a bag over their heads.
Yeah.
In order to, like, go, like, around anywhere, and people would just lead them around and stuff. They weren't allowed to look at other prisoners. They were pretty much in their cells 23 hours a day.
Yeah. Some of them, like, there was a lot of solitary confinement where it was just sitting in complete darkness.
Yeah.
And you were not allowed any human contact. They also had some things that are basically just simply torture where you'd have to, like, I forget which TV show, something on Travel Channel I watched years ago, but they had, like, the chair they set them in with, like, basically this apparatus where a razor blade is in your mouth, and so if you moved, it would slowly slice into your tongue and stuff like that, which that was done there. So, I mean, the reports for this are going to be, you know, very similar to the other places. I don't know if there's any specific, like, one big, like, entity that's known here.
Well, the most famous... would be Al Capone.
Is he supposed to actually haunt there?
They do say that he has been heard in his cell.
Oh, I should have pictured this place from that year, too. I'll insert them if I can find them.
Yeah. Your typical apparitions, disembodied voices, things like that. And that, now, mind you, it's been guards and prisoners alike because, you know, many guards have been murdered by prisoners and stuff like that, too. Especially considering this place did a lot of really heinous things to their inmates. So
the place is just gigantic as well. Yeah. It's basically set up like a giant star.
It's got like the hub and then everything just kind of veers off.
Like a hub and spoke design, like Disney. Just like that.
Yeah, pretty much. Just not as fun.
But this place is super cool. For like I said, the Halloween event we did was really awesome. You can go watch it, review. It might not hold up now. This is another place we'd like to get back to, but I don't know when. However, the tours are pretty cheap, the day tours.
Yeah.
You can do that. And if you like other dark macabre things within walking distances, the Mutter Museum, correct? That's what it's called?
Yes, the Mutter Museum.
And that has like all kinds of like... It's like a medical, like, weird medical museum. Like, the largest colon and...
Almost like Oddities, if you remember that show back in the day where they had, like, two-headed, like, babies and things like that. Yeah, giant colons.
They have a giant wall of skulls that have all been, like, murdered and... Or not murdered necessarily, but, like, died in different ways.
Yeah.
You can see, like, the way their skull was, like, obliterated and stuff like that.
They have drawers of things that people have swallowed.
Yep, forgot about
like,
that.
A lot of drawers. Like, insane, like, why would you put that in your mouth kind of stuff.
But, yeah, check that place out, too. Easter State Penitentiary, awesome and super creepy. So we'll move on to some place that's actually not that far from Eastern State Penitentiary.
Yeah, no. It's actually Pennhurst Asylum.
Yep, and we just visited there, and it was 2021. Yeah, two years ago.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago. This place is creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's huge.
It's huge.
Because it's not just one. It's, like, multiple buildings.
Yes, it's multiple buildings. Now, mind you, when you go there for their Halloween event, you only really get to go into one building, and then you get to go into the tunnels.
I think it's two buildings.
Is it two?
Yeah, because there's the first building, and then you go over, and I think it was the tunnels, and then there was another building that we, like, ended on.
Okay, yeah.
So it's, like, two buildings and a tunnel.
Two buildings. And then they have another building that they have open during the same time, probably because of, again, the energy that all these people are bringing in, have another building that you can actually go and investigate for ghost hunting.
Yeah, so I like that, like, I believe it's like when you buy your ticket for the haunted house, you can, like, as an upcharge and add-on, add a ghost hunt as well, like, afterwards.
Yeah.
So, it's a really cool, creepy place. Pennhurst, again, it's known for, this is one of the places that was just not treating its patients well. There was, like, a huge thing where they found out that people were just, like, in their own feces and just stuff like that.
Literally chained to their beds, people in giant cribs.
Really messed up. And, like, you can find some of this footage, like, on YouTube videos and stuff. It's just really... Ugh. And they and Penhurst was featured in the latest season of Stranger Things. Where they filmed was not Penhurst at all, but they go to Penhurst in Stranger Things season 4.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And so our last one is going to be one that we have actually not been to either, but we would like to go to someday. It is the Queen Mary.
Yes. Where is the Queen Mary
located? She's in California.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I would love, I'd love to go to the Queen Mary.
So if you're not familiar with the Queen Mary was a big cruise ship, kind of like Titanic, except it didn't hit an iceberg. No Leonardo DiCaprio's were yeeted.
Why is it so haunted?
Well, so not only was it a cruise ship, but it was also a battleship.
Okay.
It was called the Grey Ghost, and it actually did see battle. And quite a few of the spirits that are there are soldiers.
Yeah.
There was a man crushed by one of the big doors that, like, they have those big water doors, you know, just to prevent flooding in certain areas. And this door was closing. He got in between it and the wall, and yeah,
that'll get you.
That'll get you.
That'll do it.
So there is a lot of reports of that. There is also reports of a portal
being... To hell.
Well, yeah, because it was on there.
Yeah.
A portal that's in the, swimming pools.
Yep.
First class swimming pools locker room or changing room. And, that is... supposedly where a lot of these spirits come in and out and such. There's also a little girl named Jackie that likes to frequent the pool area and a couple other areas on the ship. So you have like passengers, you have soldiers, you have people coming through this portal or non-humans, who knows?
Yeah.
So you have a lot of stuff there. And then, of course, during the Halloween season, they do have a dark harbor where you actually do get to go through the ship and walk around. And they have the haunted houses in different parts of the ship and such.
It would be, yeah. I think that would be so much fun. I've only ever got to do one haunted house that was on a ship, which was, what's that place called that we went to that's really close to Kentucky?
Oh, USS Nightmare.
Yeah, the USS Nightmare.
Yeah.
And that was a really small ship, and it was really awesome. Just freaky knowing that you're on a ship. I can only imagine, like... what the haunted house on the Queen Mary. Because I believe it's very long as well, which is what I've heard.
Yeah. I actually got to go on the Queen Mary when I was younger. My parents and I went on a vacation to California. And we actually did get to go to the Queen Mary and do a historical / paranormal tour through the ship. And we did have some freaky things happen. So yeah, that is, it is definitely a spooky place to be. Yeah. Yeah. We had a few things actually like appear and like an old fashioned doll and like the phone wouldn't work. And we had a few other little creepy things that happened. So, I definitely would like to go back and
I would like to experience
that again.
There's a lot of creepy places. And like, I would also like to go to the Winchester House and stuff like that in California.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was our 10 haunted attractions that are actually haunted. Did you like this type of video? Would you like us to talk about more hauntings? Because we already have, like, because we only wanted to do 10, we didn't want to do that. So we already have just a few that we wrote down that we didn't cover in this one. So definitely enough content to make another video. What else would you like to see us do besides that? Any suggestions are helpful, whether it's haunted house related or not. Because this will probably also get uploaded to the Creeps, Creatures, and Haunts podcast, which we haven't been doing too much with just because it's hard to find, like, what does the videos. The only videos that seem to do well are things with that are just directly involving ghosts.
Yeah.
So, we've done so many in that. But, yeah, so we have more ghost hunting videos come up. And then, of course, when October season comes out, we'll have all of that stuff, which is going to be here sooner than you think. So, because so much of it starts so early in September now.
Yeah.
Like... our Halloween Horror Nights trip this year is the first week in September.
Right. Yeah.
So, and of course, we'll talk about that. But, yes, thank you very much for watching. And, of course, make sure you ring the notification bell. There it is.
There it is.
So you don't miss any upcoming videos. Thank you very much for watching, or if you're on the podcast, listening. And we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.